B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And on Tuesdays, we always look forward to chatting with the man who covers the NFL like nobody else for ESPN. And he's brought to us by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, Pennsylvania's number one casino. And his name is Sal Anthony Palantonio. What's up, Salvy?
Don't forget the Nicholas.
Nicholas! I forgot Nick. Say Nick, I forgot.
Yeah, that was my grandfather's name. If I had a son, I would have named him Nick.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Nick that's playing in Chicago. No, let's not talk about him. let's talk about what's up with this squad here. I don't know where to go with you on this, but
from the top.
Let's take it from the top. Definitely is the quarterback. So let's talk about the quarterback. And despite the fact that he had a couple daring runs and he showed a little heart, it was another bleak Sunday for the man who seems to have a serious confidence problem. And I'm wondering what they're talking about within the ranks of the Eagles.
They're trying to fix it. Trying to show him what he's doing wrong, the footwork issues, aiming the football, not trusting what he sees, not pulling the trigger quick enough. Go through the litany of issues. You can watch it on tape if you care to. You can see it live. It was very obvious to everybody. The rest of the National Football League is enjoying a offensive explosion, a renaissance. After 3 weeks, Michael, more points have been scored in the NFL than any other 3 weeks in NFL history. More touchdown passes have ever been thrown in the first three weeks than in NFL history. And the Eagles are not enjoying that offensive explosion. In fact, they're bystanders. And it's sad. It really is. Because you got a guy who you paid over $100 million. And, you know, there are other issues. I get it. We all get it. Protection issues, wide receiver issues. But a lot of the problems can be traced back to the fact that he is just not accurate. And he's just not as productive as he needs to be.
Sal, here's the biggest fear, that this guy now has turned into Bobby Hoying or Kevin Cobb. And he doesn't have the ability to come back to be a premier quarterback. Oh, what about that?
Well, that's a big fear. I have a couple of bigger ones, and that is I don't understand why the coach is not putting more public pressure on his quarterback. I mean, Andy Reid benched Donovan McNabb. I was at that game in Baltimore when it happened. We were all aghast when it happened in 2008. Not for nothing. What's so special about Carson Wentz? Why, I don't understand why Doug Peterson can't say, hey, the quarterback's got to play better. We all know that. Not when, you know, you ask the question about making a change, you know, you don't want to go there. No, you know, eventually everybody knows you will have to go there if it doesn't improve, right? Am I right about that?
All right, so what are you suggesting he do? A, rip him in public, and B, bench him?
I'm suggesting that he not be so coddling of them. Other quarterbacks have had a lot of more pressure put on them by their head coach. Look at Bruce Arians with Tom Brady 2 weeks ago. Brady's won 6 Super Bowls, for crying out loud. Call him out in the press.
Interesting. So they're afraid to fracture his already wavering confidence, I guess.
I'm not going to assign any kind of motivation behind it. All I'm saying is here's what I hear. And I don't see any pressure, extra pressure being applied in this situation when it clearly needs to happen.
In fact, they're going in the opposite direction, Sal. He said he's going to soften things up here to make it easier for him this week.
Yeah, he's going to make it less muddy. Okay, well, that's fine. But by saying I got to make it less muddy, isn't he criticizing him a little bit?
Yeah, he is. He's saying he's not capable of a more sophisticated game plan.
Yeah. So there is a little bit of that. If you read between the lines, I got to make it simpler for him. Yo, cuz, you paid him $100 million. He's the franchise quarterback. I don't think you need to make it simpler. I think he needs to obviously play better. So that's one. The other thing that I think that people have, and this is just me, And this is your personality, too. I played sports with you. I know how you are. If the coach says, we're not going for it, doesn't the quarterback say, uno momento, hello, we're going for it? And I've seen quarterbacks actually pull the offense onto the field. You know, and I was wondering where Carson Wentz was in that moment, why he didn't get angry or say, no, let's go for it. Because that's what Nick Foles said to Doug Peterson in the Super Bowl against Bill Belichick. Let's go for it. And those circumstances were a lot more high stakes than beating the Bengals or trying to avoid a tie. I mean, he said, you want to run Philly in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, Carson Wentz needs to go up to him and say, hey, we have a 4th-and-12 play. They all do. Since 2016, the Eagles have run 6 4th-and-12 plays. They've been successful on 2 of them. That means 33%. Not great, but not bad. It's not 0 for 6. So they have a 4th-and-12 play. And that 33% is about what the league is since 2016. The league's at 35%. So it's not an out-of-this-world thing to ask your offense to make it on 4th-and-12. You got it on the play sheet. You got it on the Denny's menu. You got it on the laminated sheet there. There's a 4th-and-12. You practice it. Let's run it. Carson Wentz has got to go up to Doug Peterson and say, let's run 4th-and-12. Philly special, 4th-and-12. Let's run it. And Doug's got to go, all right. They got to show confidence in one another, and they've got to show confidence in the team.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
So in other words, not only did Doug not have the confidence to send him out to make a play like that, but you're saying that the quarterback may have been okay with not having the pressure of having to make that play.
Let me ask you a question. Having known you for 30-odd years, would you be okay with that?
No.
And you know me for 30-odd years. Would you think I would be okay for that?
No, absolutely not.
You know, we're going to punt. What would happen next?
There would be an explosion. Yeah, I get it. I get the point is, but see, that doesn't make me feel any better that a quarterback would be willing to.
No,
I hear you. But like, we have to evaluate this guy, and if I had to evaluate him with that context, that he would be afraid to not want to make a play, then what do you have?
Yeah, well, I'm actually going through my agreement with 97.5, and it doesn't say anywhere here in paragraph 96 that I have to make Mike Missinelli feel about it.
I'm speaking for the entire fan base. If the entire fan base thinks they have a quarterback who's afraid to go out on a limb and say, let's make a play here, well then, you know, that kind of guts people.
Well, you know, this is not original thinking on my part. I've only heard this from my mailman, the guy who cuts my lawn, the guy who cuts my hair. They all said the same thing. I'm just channeling what they told me.
All right, so where do they go? Listen, it's going to be harder for him to rebound with, they're depleted now. I mean, their skilled players are non-existent. They have a problem at left tackle. The tight end's out. Deshaun's got a hamstring. Like, what's up here? What can possibly happen to improve this team right now?
Yeah. That I don't have an answer for you. You're playing 3 teams in a row that are really tough. And so, you know, you just got to shorten the game. You know, play a little 4 corners. Take the air out of the ball. How many cliches you want me to give you? Those are the answers I got. You got to try to absolutely find a way. You got to go out there and annihilate San Francisco's backup quarterback. Schwartz has just got to blitz off the bus, which he doesn't normally do. Peterson's got to run the ball 60-odd times. They got to go heavy package, keep the Niners off the field. I don't have to remind anybody that the Niners came out last week and destroyed the Giants, and they were in the Super Bowl last year. But they got a backup quarterback, and maybe you find a way to win a game. Maybe you find a way to win a game.
All right, two last questions here. I'm curious to know what your reaction was when Peterson made the decision to punt. And secondly, how much the GM is kind of hidden in this whole thing. It looks like he has assembled a roster that's not very deep. So how much responsibility does he have for what's going on right now?
Yeah, that's for another. I totally agree. It's got a lot of responsibility. We could go through the whole roster. Sidney Jones, Andre Dillard, those draft picks. You know, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is not going to help you. Is not going to help you, period. So those are all on Howie Roseman. And now you got a guy in Jalen Hurts who lit it up in college. And right now you're basically running him as a decoy. And you're just waiting to make sure that he's available if and when you make a change. What was my reaction? My reaction was, it's like the worst possible thing. And you know, you can go through all the analytics, Mike, right? You can have an analytics team, high paid, one of the best in the league, and they do. You can go through the circumstances of the game. You don't want the Bengals to win. That's not the point. You're trying to light a fire under your football team. You're trying to instill some confidence, to show them that you have confidence, to show the organization, to show people on the sideline. And so it was, to me, all about instilling confidence. And I think Doug Peterson got that. You know, you just got it too late. I think they would have, if they had gone for 4th and 12, I believe they would have made it. I think they would have made it. And we wouldn't be having this conversation. They would have made it. The kid would have made the field goal. And then, you know, I would have called you on Wednesday instead of Tuesday.
All right, listen, I know you have, we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I know you, on the NFL matchup show, you've got some, so you really get into the teeth of what they're not doing defensively, right?
Yeah, we do. It's on the NFL matchup show this week. We'll get into it big time. But you remember that conversation we had a couple of weeks ago where I said, you know, I got two son-in-laws and one of them wants to be my son-in-law?
Yes.
Well, my daughter eloped.
What? She eloped.
She eloped. They eloped. So now I have three son-in-laws, and we couldn't be happier. And it was all done on the QT. Nobody in the family knew it. They went up to Vermont, and they eloped. My daughter, Sarah, and her now husband, Ben, and we couldn't be happier. He's got a wonderful family. He's a wonderful young man, and we are super happy. So I got three married daughters.
Oh, well, that's congratulations on that. You're the Italian father, the daughter elopes. I'm just curious to know, like, whether the old Sal is different than the new Sal.
Traumatized. But now I'm happy.
Yeah, all right.
Me off the sidewalk. But, you know, you were the one who foreshadowed the whole thing when I kind of blurted that thing out. So I thought I would come full circle.
Oh, well, that's good.
Show.
Listen, we're glad to hear it, and we're glad that you're okay with it.
We congratulate the
happy couple for me.
Yeah, I will. You know, and they proved to all of us that no matter what the circumstances, love conquers
there
all.
There you
and
go.
I took last weekend off. I took the Sunday off, and we had a little dinner party for him. And that's exactly what I said in the toast. Love conquers all.
Oh, beautiful. Sal, I'm impressed. Thanks for coming on, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, brother.
Sal Powell, brought to us by Parks Casino. Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.